Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman reporting. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media. It happened during his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, where he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. Never underestimate the people.
Several Trump supporters VOA spoke with after the speech said they agreed with the president in his belief that reporters make up fake sources in order to hurt him. The White House came under sharp criticism after blocking a number of news organizations from a daily question and answer session with Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Several news groups that have been critical of President Trump, including CNN and the New York Times, were among those excluded from the briefing. Other mainstream outlets were allowed to participate, including ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox. Some news organizations, including the Associated Press, refused to participate in solidarity with those excluded. A second suicide car bomber has targeted the location where an earlier explosion happened near the Syrian town of Al-Bab. This follows Turkish forces and their rebel allies taking much of the strategic town from the Islamic State fighters. Death toll now has reached 65, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. IS fighters were reportedly heading south to other Islamic State-held Syrian territories. This is VOA News. Iraqi military officials are saying U.S.-backed forces pushed deeper into the western half of Mosul after launching several attacks to recapture Islamic State's last main stronghold in the city. Advances came one day after counterterrorism troops regained control of the airport in Mosul that had been controlled by the Islamic State since 2014. Iraqi forces launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday after saying in late January that it had liberated eastern parts of the city. United Nations Human Rights Office says it was deeply disturbed by the lenient 18-month prison sentence handed down by a Tel Aviv military court against an Israeli soldier who killed a badly wounded Palestinian assailant as he lay on the ground after he had stabbed another soldier. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
It also stands in contrast to the sentences handed down by other Israeli courts for other less serious offenses, notably the sentencing of Palestinian children to more than 3 years imprisonment for throwing stones at cars. This case risks undermining confidence in the justice system and reinforcing the culture of impunity.
Sergeant Elar El-Siar was sentenced for manslaughter in the March shooting of Abdel Fattah al-Sharif, who was wounded after he stabbed a soldier in the volatile West Bank city of Hebron. The sentencing culminated a year-long saga which has bitterly divided Israel, where military service is compulsory and support for young soldiers is widespread. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun guns, rubber bullets, and water cannon at protesters. It was the latest wave of anti-immigrant protest, and President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreigner violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell covering the developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appears at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of xenophobic crimes that have been seen in the country since at least 2008 and bring those responsible to justice. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. We're going international on this edition of the program. We'll give you American artists, but we're going to give you a healthy dose of artists from all over the world, including our special guest, Fahir Atakoglu from Turkey. Yes, the esteemed pianist, composer, and band leader Fahir Atakoglu was born in Turkey, but he's been making the United States, Potomac, Maryland, to be specific, on the eastern coast of the United States, his home for a number of years, and he's established himself as one of the greats of modern jazz piano with an international trio, artists from Cuba and Canada, who've joined to work with him for years. Their latest release, recorded live at the Umbria Jazz Festival in Italy, will be featured on this edition of Jazz America, along with conversation I enjoyed backstage at the New York City Club Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York with Fahir Atakoglu. We'll also focus on some of the young generation of artists from the Middle East, Eastern Europe, and that general part of the globe who've also decided in many cases to come to America to follow their musical dreams, but to make inventive modern jazz as pianists and players of other instruments. Let's begin with one of the greatest and one of the youngest. At 17, he is at the New York City Music School Juilliard, but he's from Tbilisi, Georgia. His name is Beka Gostiavili. And he was discovered as a teenager by Stanley Clark and Lenny White, two associates of Chick Corea in Return to Forever. Lenny, the great drummer, produced this work and wrote the song you're about to hear, and Stanley Clark played on the album as well. The song is called Chicken Stan, and it's dedicated to Stanley Clark and Chick Corea, two of Lenny White's old friends. It's Beka Gostiavili from Tbilisi, Georgia, beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
I walk along the sea. Inside a quiet night, another moment I'll hold on to. It's like a vision so supreme, enough to last a lifetime. Help me through this boring day. My mind will play as I sip my rosé in a quaint beach cafe. I play true love, remember me. We're walking in the rain, barefoot and carefree. Yet another moment I'll hold on to, as you held and covered me. I long to feel your touch, it is the thing I miss so much. We'll meet again, who knows where or when. But every now and then, my true love, remember me.
Another of the young generation of jazz musicians, in this case vocalist, Letizia Gambi, originally from Italy. On the new album, Blue Monday, with her version of the Brazilian classic Recordame, True Love, Remember Me, with a little help from the producer of this work, Lenny White. Yes, he worked with the young artist you heard to start this edition of VOA's Jazz America. And on this work, she was also joined by the likes of Ron Carter, Pete Levin, Dave Stryker, Gil Goldstein, and others. Hope you enjoyed that. And by the way, Letizia Gambi will be working with Fahira Takoglu on his forthcoming release later this year. But let's don't get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk to him about his latest work. I am backstage at Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and I'm speaking with the esteemed world-famous pianist, jazz composer, band leader, and award winner, Fahira Takoglu. It's so great to see you again, my friend.
Great to see you, too. That's great. Thank you.
First thing I will say is we're about to hear you in a live setting here at Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center with the city here in the background, the city that's now part of the nation you've called your home for a long time.
That's right.
We'll get into that a little bit. I've already got your life story on tape. We're going to talk specifically about most recent events, and the fact that we're about to enjoy a live performance leads me to congratulate you
The
Live at Umbria Jazz release. Beautiful work.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's a funny story that we didn't know that it was recorded for a couple of days, you know, and we knew that we played good, and then all of a sudden, you know, there it was, the track recordings and everything. I was so happy that we caught the music, you know. So Live at Umbria just came about like by chance, really. It was a great performance, and it was recorded without us knowing it, and then we got the tracks, we mixed it. The only thing I did, like sitting on it for 5 years, which I shouldn't have done, but you know, it's great. The live performances are always like something else, you know, as far as music goes. It's every time it's different and everything. It's great energy most of the time in places like you know, where we played in Umbria Jazz. It was a beautiful theater. Sound was great, you know, like it's going to be tonight. So it gives you a different edge, you know, and you play better, you play, you know, like you feel better. So it was one of those recordings. I'm so happy that we got it on tape, you know.
As you can tell, the audience in Perugia, Italy at the Umbria Jazz Festival loved the performance of Fahira Takoglu and his great trio with the song Gypsy and Me from the album Live at Umbria Jazz. Now, let's salute one of the greats of jazz history, born on the 27th of February in 1923. Here's Dexter Gordon, Long Tall Dex, with a very melodic, beautiful piece of saxophone work on the song 3 o'clock in the Morning on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
The Mellow Side of the Great Dexter Gordon, recorded in 1961, his classic 3 o'clock in the morning here on VOA's Jazz America. More coming up of our conversation with Fahir Atakoglu from Turkey, and we'll also hear more of the artists of the new generation of musicians who come from that general part of the world, many of whom have come to the United States to follow their musical dreams to become jazz greats, and they've done just that. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a simple message I received recently, and it's not a lot unlike others that I've received, as there have been some changes in the VOA service via radio. And this one comes from Ali Kade from Nairobi, Kenya. And he wrote me simply, "What is your wavelength in Nairobi, Kenya?" And I wrote him back with information on how he can listen to Jazz America anytime he wants to. As a matter of fact, not only can you hear it on the VOA website, as well as in live broadcasts around the world, but also on my Moja Radio website, my own personal website with my 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week modern jazz radio channel streaming constantly. And I also have a link there for the VOA Jazz America program, which you can click on and listen to anytime you want. Moja Radio is at MOJARADIO, MojaRadio.com. Now, let's get back to the music with artists from around the world, specifically Eastern Europe and parts of the Middle East, who've made their way to the USA to follow their musical dreams. And one of those is the great Amina Figurova, originally from Baku, Azerbaijan. But she came to the USA after studying in Rotterdam and meeting her husband there, the great flutist and composer Bart Plateau. Well, they came to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, then made their way after playing the Newport Jazz Festival and starting to establish themselves in the USA as great jazz musicians in New Orleans, Chicago, and now New York. Here's Amina Figurova with a song dedicated to her love of the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans. Here's Canal Street Blues, beginning this set on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
piatti. The memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams. The way you sing of key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never ever meet again on this bumpy road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance to three, the way you change my life. No, no,
presenting a bit of an international presentation on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Case in point, some new music that you just heard from the Ron Carter Quartet with special guest Randy Brecker on the trumpet, Vittoria Maldonado, and her collaboration with Ron Carter on the album Brasil Like, L-I-K-E, meaning love, inspiration, knowledge, and energy. And the George and Ira Gershwin classic, They Can't Take That Away From Me, with help from the Rúria do Prats Brazilian Orchestra. Hope you enjoyed that. Now let's return to Dizzy's at Jazz at Lincoln Center to talk further with Fahir Atakoglu, the great Turkish-born pianist and composer, and then hear Sync Up, one of his most famous songs from his latest release with his trio, Live at Umbria Jazz. I believe you're living in Maryland?
Potomac, Maryland, yes, yes. Oh. I just had a friend at the time when I moved into the United States in the near Washington, D.C. area. And mm-hmm. then I thought it would be a good place, you know, to raise a family. And it's very suburban, nice, but mm-hmm. You still have access to city and other life as well. Mm-hmm. So it's quite nice. Apart from, you know, like I've been all my life in Istanbul, of course, and then London for 5 years, then back to Istanbul. It was a break for me to have a little bit of nature with Maryland in Potomac. So I like it, you know. Yeah. I like it.
I don't know, Bosphorus, that's got some nature, and there's
yes, you're right. As far as the scenery goes, of course, but...
Yes. But it's that hustle and bustle.
Yeah, that's right. The life of city is different, of course, especially in Istanbul, so cosmopolitan, you know. It's good. It's nice.
Oh, it's such a beautiful city. I remember one thing I remember so well about Istanbul was we were a little bit lost roaming around, and every time I would stop someone, they, A, spoke English, thank you very much, B, other people would gather as we're asking for directions, and everyone would point in a different direction. I don't know why that is. Okay, enough of that. the powerful and rhythmic and creative composing and playing of the song Syncop by Fahir Ataköglü and his great trio live at Umbria Jazz in Italy. And now, here's another of the greats of jazz history, Horace Silver, with Senior Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Horace Silver, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
Hank Mobley and Donald Byrd on the horns, Horace Silver on piano, Senior Blues from 1956. Another hour of Jazz America coming up. Stay tuned.